booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. It's Wednesday. It's the day that we're hosting the first radio debate for controller. Don't miss it here at 4 p.m. today. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frank. I'm Juliet Huddy. Everything going well?
Everything's going great. How
fabulous.
Are things with you?
You seem very energetic today.
Thank you.
I think it's probably because Lauren Conlon was just here. She just blows in with tons of energy.
She does. It is contagious.
And she's wonderful. She's a great entertainment reporter, so make sure you listen to her and all of her reports. We've got Christian and Gabby at the controls. Sid is back from Hawaii. He's going to be here with sports at 15 and 45. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540, we've got some breaking news out of Canada. Americans could soon be able to head north,
Ooh. Which
is great news. I'm dying to go to Quebec.
And some interesting news about if you have a Ring device, some interesting news for what that means for you. Also, if you have an Amazon Echo device, interesting changes coming there as well. We'll bring you all that and a whole lot more. Also, the primaries in New Jersey, we'll tell you about that. But in the meantime, President Biden is heading out on his first overseas trip today. He'll travel to Britain first to chat with American troops. Tomorrow, he'll meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of Friday's start to the G7 summit. The president will then visit Brussels for the NATO summit on Monday and talk with European leaders. 2 days later, he'll wrap up his trip by sitting down with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to monitoring what's going on over the weekend. Should be interesting. And hopefully we'll get some news on the U.S.-UK travel corridor, because that's something that Johnson and President Biden will be speaking about. In the meantime, a little bit closer to home, the Department of Justice wants to get its hands on material related to Governor Andrew Cuomo's book about leadership during COVID. The Fed subpoenaed the documents as part of their investigation into whether or not there was a cover-up when it came to the number of deaths in state nursing homes. Now, Cuomo has been accused of sending infected patients into places filled with the most vulnerable and then lying about it and then trying to cover it up. Adding insult to injury for many of these suffering families, he then wrote a book gloating about his leadership during that pandemic.
That's some sad news. Rescuers in Mexico are trying to reach passengers trapped in the aftermath of a deadly bus crash. About 50 workers from a Hyundai car factory were on board when the bus flipped over and landed on its side last night. This happened near Rosarito, just miles from the San Diego border. Tijuana police say at least 7 people were killed and dozens injured. It's unclear what caused the crash.
We've got some COVID updates now. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech plan to conduct a COVID-19 vaccine study on kids ages 5 to 11. WABC Sarah Lee Kessler has its story.
They'll be looking at the effectiveness of the vaccine in younger children. Pfizer said back in March that its COVID vaccine was 100% effective in kids ages 12 to 15. The study, which will involve 4,500 children in the U.S., Spain, Finland, and Poland, will also test lower doses in young children. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler for 77 WABC News.
Yeah, and by the way, these are late stage clinical trials, which means we're probably going to know something by the end of the year, probably late second half of the year. And by the way, Moderna's CEO says their shots will be ready for kids by the fall, which is interesting because I thought Pfizer was ahead of them. But that seems to be the word from Moderna.
A South Carolina senator thinks it'll be hard to reach a bipartisan deal on police reform by the end of the month. Tim Scott says a proposal would need to be on paper in the next week or two. He noted there are very big differences in the legislation outside the main issues, but negotiators are said to be making progress on the issue of qualified immunity, which protects officers from being sued for misconduct.
In Connecticut, the state is narrowly approving a bill which would legalize recreational marijuana. WABC's Bob Brown.
Democratic State Senator Gary Winfield says the measure could help correct the problems caused by what some lawmakers call a failed drug policy.
We've seen what has been wrought by having a war on drugs. Whole communities have been decimated.
The bill would legalize pot possession for adults next month and would allow recreational sales of marijuana to begin next year. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. Meantime, a group of American and Australian authorities getting the last laughs when it comes to busting bad guys who've maybe overestimated how clever they are. An app that let criminals talk to each other privately was actually a secret FBI tool. And apparently it was dreamed up, Frank, by a bunch of Australian cops. They were over beers one night, apparently. And the idea made its way all the way over to the United States and, of course, the FBI. The crooks thought they were safe from prying eyes, but instead the Trojan horse rerouted all of their secret messages to special agents. And among the items seized in the sting, drugs, cash, a McLaren, a Ducati, Harley Davidson's, watches, including Rolexes, Rolex, sniper rifles, bulletproof vests, even memorabilia from The Godfather, not to mention exposing murder plots, gun running, biker gangs, and more.
Never underestimate the ingenuity of a drunken Australian cop. And speaking of drunken Australian cops, somebody that is an expert on all three of those categories is Joe Nolan, who also happens to be an expert on traffic. Am I right, Joe?
Indeed, we are. At least we hope we are. If you're traveling on the Long Island Expressway, we got a big old problem here on the outbound side. Between Casino Boulevard and Utopia Parkway, there is a vehicle fire. Two lanes are closed. They are alternately opening and closing all lanes as they move equipment around and the rest. So if you're traveling outbound on the LIE between Casino Boulevard and Utopia Parkway, you may run into a major issue here with alternately opening and closing all lanes. There's another big problem. This is on the Garden State Parkway as you travel southbound, down by 136. One lane at least is out. They're doing guardrail repair from an earlier accident. There are delays there. Staten Island bound for us on a lower level construction this morning, and alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more, discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it is going to be a scorcher today. We're going to have clouds this morning, thunderstorms in the afternoon. It was actually raining pretty hard when I came in. And temperatures are going to get up right up about 90 degrees. We'll have a little bit of a wind, and it's definitely going to be a rough day. Tomorrow, Thursday, absolutely beautiful, it looks like. 80 degrees, and we'll have some sun, maybe a few clouds here and there, but it really looks like a nice day. Friday, 75 degrees, mostly cloudy, although we will see the sun pop out. And by Saturday, it looks like we've got 78 degrees. So those are pretty normal temperatures for this time of year. Looks
wonderful.
Pretty nice. Yeah, currently the temperature here in Manhattan is 73 degrees.
President Biden says a Florida high school graduating class lost a piece of its soul. He surprised the students in Parkland with a video message during yesterday's ceremony. They were the last group to survive a shooting when they were in the ninth grade. That's when a former student killed 17 people. A list of other celebrities sent congratulations wishes, including Jennifer Hudson, Jimmy Kimmel, Demi Lovato, Harry Styles, and DJ Khalid.
Harry Styles. Harry! Love him. This is something, this is so up Lauren Conlon's wheelhouse, so in her wheelhouse. This is just the greatest news. The world is on the lookout for the next Annie. Because, you know, these live things that NBC does, they had like Jesus Christ Superstar and they had a couple other things. They have now scheduled Annie as their next one. And Taraji P. Henson from Empire and Hidden Figures, she is going to be starring in the musical as Miss Hannigan. She's the mean lady, the head of the orphanage, where Annie dreams of her better life. And so the show is kicking off nationwide a virtual search for a young actor to play the title role, which is very exciting. So if you've got any little kids who can sing like this, then there you go.
What's the age range they're looking for?
I don't know. They didn't say exactly what it is, but I would imagine it's probably around 9, 10.
9, okay. Well, there's some talented 9-year-olds out
there. Oh, yes, there are.
And if not today, the sun will certainly come out tomorrow.
That's true.
Am I right?
That's very true.
All right,
hard knock life sometimes.
Two sports fans are suing Showtime over the Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Logan Paul exhibition boxing match. An attorney and another man claim they paid $50 to watch the fight Sunday night, but the live stream didn't work. The suit says many on social media said they ran into the same thing. Showtime faced a similar class action suit in 2017 due to streaming issues for the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight.
If you are dining out in New York City, don't be surprised if you're separated when you're seated. City restaurants are creating I guess they're safe spaces, so to speak, for those who've been vaxxed and those who have not. The law actually bans bars and other businesses from asking for proof of vaccination. So it's really just kind of an honor system, which is, I mean, you know, how well is that going to work? At any rate, most COVID restrictions in New York will end when we hit 70% vaccination levels.
Fans of Chipotle are likely noticing some higher menu prices. The restaurant chain began charging about 4% more last week to cover the cost of raising wages. Chipotle said last month it was looking to hire 20,000 people ahead of summer. As an incentive, the hourly pay is going up to $15 by the end of this month. A $200 employee referral bonus is also being offered.
And aspirin helps with a lot of ailments, guys, relieving pain, reducing swelling, even preventing blood clots. But when it comes to COVID, it's useless. A research trial out of Oxford University in the UK tested aspirin on more than 7,000 patients, and all they found was that it did not have any effect on survival rates. So keep the aspirin, I guess, just for your blood clots.
Yes, exactly. And heart attacks, right?
Exactly.
All right. A man is facing charges in the death of a retired New York City transit officer in Brooklyn. Authorities say 33-year-old Michael Soto was charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide after 57-year-old Thomas Marinan was shot trying to stop a confrontation outside a pizzeria at 3rd and Church Avenues in the Kensington
section. Outside
of what? A what?
Outside of a pizzeria.
Pizzeria?
A pizzeria?
Yeah.
Like the ones in Connecticut?
No, it is pizzeria.
It's not
pizzeria.
No, you say that in Bay Ridge or Bensonhurst, I promise you'll get your ass kicked. I promise you.
Did you?
Pizzeria.
Right, we'll come back to that.
When you have a slice of, what do you have?
A pizza.
Uh-huh.
Right. Let me finish telling people about the dead cop, and then we can discuss my pronunciation of pizzeria. Marinan and a retired corrections officer tried to intercept, but the retired correction officer's gun went off, fatally striking Marinan. The same bullet also hit Soto in the arm.
That's a horrible story. Can you imagine how... Oh, jeez.
Terrible.
Oh, the guilt. All right. A new survey shows most of Manhattan's 1 million office workers will be back at their desks by the end of September. WABC Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Partnership for New York City poll found that 62% of employees will be back at their desks by early fall, and 72% of employers, like Jeff Schwartz, will adopt a hybrid model.
There are going to be some people who want to have some flexibility.
Most Manhattan companies say they'll require workers to be in the office 3 days a week. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler for 77 WABC News.
And by the way, only 27 out of 180 companies surveyed are going to require employees be vaccinated, but 22% say that they will encourage their workers to get that jab if they have not already.
All right. Well, 515, somebody that is an authority on vaccines, having
and
been
pizza.
Vaccinated twice.
And pizzerias.
Pizzeria.
He lived in Florida for a long time, so.
I was born in Florida, and we say pizza.
Pizzeria,
and pizzeria.
Right.
Well, exactly.
I lived in Boca Raton, which is basically the sixth borough of New York anyway.
Well,
so.
All right. Well, what's happening in the world of sports?
Well, let's start with the Mets. It was not a good night. First place Mets took it on the chin. They got blown out by the Orioles 10-3. Another bad start for David Peterson. Maybe time to yank this guy. Didn't make it through the third inning. Gave up 4 runs, all earned, 8 base hits. He's now 1-5 and pitching to a 6.32 ERA. Again, the Mets lose 10-3. Their record falls to 29-24. But they're still atop the NL East. 2.5 better than the Braves, who got their third straight win yesterday, and a 4-game lead on Joe Girardi's Philadelphia Phillies. The news much better in the Bronx. The Yankees, they snapped their 4-game losing streak. They double up Minnesota, beat the Twins last night 8-4. A couple of home runs for the Yanks in this one. Gary Sanchez, he's been red hot. He hit number 7. Miguel Andujar, his 4th home run of the year. With the win, the Yankees improved to 32-29. Third place inside the American League East. 6.5 behind Tampa Bay. 5 behind Boston. But as DJ LeMahieu was about to say, it's good to get a win, game one.
It was good. Like you said, we have a long road trip here, and really doesn't matter who or when we're playing right now. We just need to start racking up the wins. So this is a good win tonight.
NBA Eastern Conference, the top seed 76ers beat the Hawks last night, 118-102. That series is now 1-1. The other series has Brooklyn ahead of Milwaukee 2-0. Out west, the Jazz beat the Clippers in game one, 112-109. Jazz up 1-0. The Suns are up 1-0 on the Denver Nuggets. Later on tonight, the Islanders have a chance to move on to third-round Stanley Cup playoff action. They'll host the Bruins. That's a game six. The Isles are up 3-2. And finally, once again yesterday, the Giant family lost a terrific coach, Jim Fossil, coach of Giants between 1997 and 2003. One of his star players was Michael Strahan. Strahan was on that team that lost to Baltimore back in 2000, Super Bowl 35. Here was Strahan on Good Morning America yesterday talking about the late Jim Fossil.
Just a great man, great coach, and he will be missed. But I was definitely shocked this morning to find out this news, and I just want to send my love and condolences to his family. Great man. Enjoyed every minute with him as my coach and after my career, and we continue to stay in touch and talk.
Fossil died yesterday in Vegas at the age of 71. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Porters. Check them out, peerlessporters.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers with sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
All right, Frank, on the overnight, there's a lot of flooding, particularly in Queens, it looks like, on the Van Wyck. It looks like on the outbound LIE, the Grand Central, and a couple of spots. Looks like they've got all of that out of the way, so you shouldn't have any problem with flooding with all that rain that we had yesterday. Now, outbound on the LIE between Casino Boulevard and Utopia Parkway, that vehicle fire continues. Two lanes are definitely out when you come up to it. They may have it closed for a moment. So, again, outbound Long Island Expressway, Casino Boulevard to Utopia Parkway, right in that area, there is a car fire. Now, on the southbound side of the Garden State Parkway at 136, on the overnight, there was a bad accident there. So, right now, the on-ramp from 136 to southbound is shut down, along with the right lane emergency guardrail repair. Staten Island Balvers on a lower level road work. That's still 6 o'clock. And alternate side again today is in effect with traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, sir. Meme stocks is what Frank is going to be talking about in business. Explain what this is.
So there's all these people that are buying stocks based on memes. Like
a little
GameStop or AMC, things of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, this is all. It's very over my head with this techie stuff sometimes.
Well, this is very low tech.
No, well, that's the whole point. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's low tech or high tech. I still don't get it.
Understood.
Anywho, coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, I'm going to tell you which island down south is easing its COVID restrictions and which one out east, far way east, is opening to vaxxed Americans.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:20, the opening bell rings this morning after the markets closed mixed yesterday. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 30 points, the S&P 500 gained less than a point, and the NASDAQ rose 43 points. Tuesday's meme stocks of choice for online investors appeared to be Wendy's and Clover Health. Clover Health more than doubled at one point and finished up nearly 86% as the company was going viral on the Reddit group Wall Street Bets. The investors may be looking to take advantage of a short squeeze as nearly 44% of the company's shares available are sold short. Wendy's shares jumped almost 26% on the day, hitting a new 52-week high as well.
Were you ever an MTV fan?
Yes and no, a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I worshipped MTV when it was playing videos.
Sure.
And I actually covered the Video Music Awards several times, which was one of the most exciting things in the world.
I love, still to this day, the MTV Movie Awards.
Do
love
you?
Those.
Yeah, see, I don't really watch that. I'm a video person myself. But great news. After the pandemic, after a pause for several years, the MTV Video Music Awards are returning to New York City. Here's Bob Brown.
The show will air live from Barclay Center on September 12th. Last year's show was held virtually due to the pandemic, with producers filming segments from different outdoor locations around the city. The last time the award show was held at Barclay Center was back in 2013. The MTV Video Music Awards will have special meaning this year in observing the 20th anniversary of 9/11 leading up to the presentations. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Which is very, very cool, but even cooler is that the Foo Fighters are set to perform at Madison Square Garden actually in just a couple weeks, June 20th. It's, what is that, following weekend or something like that? It's the first full capacity concert in the city since the beginning of the pandemic. You are going to be required to be fully vaccinated against COVID with your last dose received 14 days before that event. So it's got to be right now. Children under 16 are going to be allowed to present a negative COVID test in lieu of being fully vaccinated. I'm extremely excited about this. Tickets go on sale on Friday. I mean, I'm sure they're going to sell out in 2 seconds.
Absolutely.
If they haven't already sold out with the early, you know, American Express and all that stuff. But just really great news. Somebody who's married to a musician.
Wonderful.
I can't wait to see live shows again.
Yeah, no, that's great news. MSNBC contributor and New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay made some very controversial comments yesterday on MSNBC regarding being distressed by what she called expletives on the trucks against President Biden and some flags that she saw on Long Island. This is what she said on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, you know, expletives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this. And so until we're ready to have that conversation, this is going to continue.
Dozens of American flags. She claimed Americans would continue to see things like that until the country was ready to have the conversation about whiteness, adding her concern that a large percentage of Americans don't understand the threat that it is.
I do feel that a lot of people who were not Trump supporters did feel alienated and felt like the American flag was co-opted by Trump supporters who said, if you don't support Trump, you're not American. So maybe that was what she was trying to say, albeit in a sort of very, just a very sort of weird way, I guess is the best way to put it. If you're wondering why your congressperson hasn't been returning your emails, perhaps this would explain it. At least 60 members from both sides of the aisle have been victims of a ransomware attack, and it's one that's kept them from being able to access some data for weeks. This has been going on for weeks. They were all using a vendor named iConstituent, which, as the name suggests, allows politicos and their staff to work with various constituencies around the country. It's not really clear who is responsible, but given the fact that the U.S. government and other major companies, have been targeted by Russian hackers, you know, who knows? I would say it's a good bet, but you never know. President Biden is scheduled to discuss the matter, among other items, when he meets with Russia's Vladimir Putin next week after the G7 summit. It wraps up, as well as the NATO summit.
New York City Police Benevolent Association is pushing back on one of Mayor Bill de Blasio's latest announcements. Yesterday, de Blasio announced what he called the nation's first partnership between the NYPD and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to get guns off the streets. The number of shootings across the city has been surging, and the PBA took to Twitter claiming this measure is not new, adding the NYPD has been partnering with the ATF for years.
He has been one of the world's top philanthropists, billionaire Bill Gates. He may appear to be the harmless geek, but according to a piece in the latest issue of Vanity Fair, he's anything but. The magazine reports the soon-to-be-divorced tech rock star acted like a rock star. Among the claims, he'd often leave work in a golden brown Porsche. It was basically like a bronze. To meet women who were not his wife. It got so bad, Melinda Gates allegedly hired a private eye to keep tabs on him. Sources also say Gates was demanding and relentless as far as bosses go.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is calling out one of his competitors in the race to be New York City's Democratic pick for mayor. At a rally yesterday, Adams called Mayor Wiley a hypocrite for wanting to cut at least $1 billion from the NYPD's budget. It comes after the New York Post reported Wiley and her neighbors pay for private security in their Park Slope neighborhood. Wiley claims she didn't know they were paying for it. Early voting starts in just 3 days.
I mean, she's married to this very, very wealthy man. They live in a beautiful home. I mean, it's a gorgeous home. It's limousine liberals. All right. The G7 is, as we've been talking about, it's just a few days away, but residents of Carbis Bay, which is a little town along the Cornish coast of England, are getting quite an eyeful and an earful, I guess you could say. More than 50 luxury RVs have pulled into the area. They are going to be home for the next little while to Secret Service and support staff for the annual meeting from all the leaders of different countries. Video footage shows Osprey choppers soaring the sky above Cornwall and Devon as they practice the route that President Biden is going to be taking. The actual event itself is being held at Tregenna Castle, which is a resort hotel in nearby St. Ives. It was built in 1774 by an important member of the local aristocracy, a guy named Samuel Stevens, who was a member of Parliament.
527, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Long Island Expressway on the outbound side between Casino Boulevard and Utopia Parkway. Frank, a vehicle fire. As a result, two lanes are out, and they're alternately opening and closing all the rest. If you're traveling on the southbound Garden State Parkway around 136, again, that emergency guardrail repair, that continues. There was quite a bit of flooding around overnight. It looks like most, if not all of it, is out of the way on the major roadways. Probably down trees, down branches, all that stuff, particularly more west you go. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations are in effect. We may be having some problems with Jersey Transit, just trying to confirm that, and we'll get back to you with the next one. That's the best part about doing this every 10 minutes. If you're not sure of something, 9 minutes later, we'll have it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Traffic on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Traffic on the sevens, baby. All right, thanks, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. If you're planning on traveling, you just have to be aware. I mean, make sure that this is the first thing that you do. You dot your I's and you cross your T's when it comes to preparing for all the documents that you're going to need, all the paperwork that you're going to need. And by the way, if you're planning on traveling internationally, you may hit a snag when it comes to passport paperwork. I'm going to tell you how you can try to avoid getting stuck with that and all sorts of other things. But first, let's get to some of the top headlines.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 77 WABC Early News. It's 5:31 on this day in 68, not 1968 or even 18, but just 68.
Remember it well.
Yes. That's my line. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm not saying Connecticut to pizzeria. Don't you take my line. In 68, Roman Emperor Nero commits suicide by asking his secretary, Epaphroditus, to slit his throat to evade a Senate-imposed death by flogging.
Wow.
It was gnarly back then.
The MTA...
Oh, well, yeah, that's it? No comments
well,
on Nero?
I don't know what to say.
Ask
I
mean, me. How would you want to die?
Up there?
If you had to die, but like how would you like choose to do
well,
it?
Well, what am I dying for? Am I dying as an execution?
Just you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, if I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, I'd like to die heroically, rescuing somebody else.
Wow. Even if it was like drowning or something horrible?
Yeah. Yeah, really? Whatever the case may
that's
be.
That's a really nice thing. Yeah, that's not me. No. Well, it's just the easiest way to go. That's the way I choose. Anyway, not that I'm trying to think about that stuff.
Well, I hope this is memorialized in your last will and testament or your living will.
And I do want to be, I don't want to be buried.
You don't? No. What do you want it to do with you?
I would like to be, the other way.
Cremated. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you could be in a mausoleum or something.
No. I just like to be cremated.
Where do you want your ashes spread?
In Venice.
In Venice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So in Italy, not Florida.
Not Florida. Oh,
right. Or California.
That's going to be more difficult.
Well, I think I'm worth it.
I concur.
Okay.
I concur. I am hoping if I have the means to be cryogenically frozen. Mm. But if I'm not cryogenically frozen, then I would like to – I would donate all my organs. And then – I would like to do what Shatner is doing and be recreated as some sort of an artificial intelligence so people can visit my grave and then I talk. And
oh, yeah, like
people,
a hologram.
Yeah, people can interact with me.
Oh, can I change my thing then?
You can do whatever you
want.
Wait,
so they can take – I can donate my organs and then they can cremate me, right?
Sure, they'll burn whatever's left.
Right, okay.
Are you an organ donor?
Mm-hmm.
You good. All right.
Yeah. I mean, people should – of course they would want my organs.
Yeah.
Right?
There's got to be something.
Oh, it's got to be everything that they
exactly.
want. Although my eyes aren't doing so well. Anyway. All right. Let's get to some of the headlines.
My liver's not the best.
You can clean that up easily. Would you like to start it? Would you like me
please.
To start? Okay. Okay. Let's talk about the New York City mayor's office. This is a Bob Brown story, Christian. And the New York City mayor's office is going to be teaming up with Hollywood. You know, we talked about this yesterday. So not only is he starting to talk about this great concert that we're supposed to have in August, but he's teaming up with Hollywood and helping promote tourism here in New York City. Here's Bob Brown.
New York City is launching a tourism campaign that coincides with the release of the film In the Heights. Mayor de Blasio says the city is partnering with Warner Brothers and putting together a brand new travel guide for the Washington Heights neighborhood.
To spotlight the heritage, the culture, the arts, the music, the food.
It's part of a larger campaign aiming to highlight Latino neighborhoods. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
And by the way, I got to tell you guys, this is, I'm so tired of this. The beer is good, beer is bad. Wine is good, wine is bad. Chicago's good, blah, 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 blah. Today's research shows that beer and wine are bad. Yeah. Scientists down under have found that having just one drink a night increases the risk of cancer by 10%. The study was published in the British Journal of Cancer.
What if you have four a night?
It's probably worse. I would say 40%. I don't know. The British Journal of Cancer, which is sounds like a lovely, lovely
periodical.
Yeah. They also found links between booze and mouth cancer and breast cancer. Older folks are more likely to develop cancer than the young. And women in their 50s are the group most likely, according to the study, of developing alcohol-related cancers because their bodies can't process the drinks as well as males.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I better lay off.
The MTA, speaking of women, will have its first female leading the agency. Sarah Feinberg has been nominated to succeed Patrick Foy. In a statement, she wrote that she's thrilled to be stepping into the position to shape the agency's future, which has been uncertain amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Feinberg has challenged officials on public transit, safety amid the spike in underground crime.
Excusez-moi. Tense moments for French President Emmanuel Macron Tuesday. I find if you're going to talk about the best looking leaders in the world, he'd be it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is definitely number one. The 43-year-old was greeting local villagers. And I'm, you know, God forbid anything happened with my husband. I mean, he does like older women.
Well, yeah, you look a lot younger than his wife, actually.
Well, she's older. I mean, isn't she in her 60s or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying.
She's like 27 when they were.
I would say the best-looking world leader is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
She's adorable. Yeah, she's very pretty. Very pretty. The 43-year-old was greeting local villagers in the Drôme region of southeast France. Stealing your lines. And he went up to one gentleman to shake his hand, and the guy hauled off and slapped him across the face. Mon Dieu! Anyway, of course, the prime minister surrounded by big burly bodyguards, not ugly bodyguards, burly ones, and said Slapper was quickly taken down and arrested.
537, somebody that would never do that is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the 7s, and that's Joe Nolan.
Well, Frank, Juliet, if you're outbound on the LIE, we're bumper to bumper still getting into Casino Boulevard. A vehicle fire, two lanes at least are shut down as you get to this. So, again, look for those delays on the outbound side of the Long Island Expressway. Well, we've got a new problem now. This is up in Westchester on the southbound side of the Taconic up by 301. There is an accident. That being cleared. Now, if you're on the Garden State Parkway on the southbound side at 136 on the overnight, there was a pretty bad accident. Guardrail got all torn up. They're fixing that now. So that's going to cause a little bit of delay. That off ramp also is shut down. Staten Island bound Verrazano on a lower level road work until about 6 o'clock this morning. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com, not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much. And in the business report hosted by none other than Frank Morano, we're going to be talking about the World Bank and economic predictions. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thumbs up. And also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update right after that, there were lots of fears and tears on a travel writer's first cruise since the pandemic started. Was it good? Was it bad? I told you about that yesterday on my Instagram, so please make sure you follow it. Also, we're going to talk about all sorts of things, breaking news, including Canada.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
540, this is the WABC Early News at 73 degrees. The opening bell rings this morning after the markets closed mixed yesterday. The Dow lost 30 points, the S&P gained less than a point, and the NASDAQ rose 43 points. The World Bank is expecting the global economy to bounce back in a big way. In a new report, it projects global growth to reach 5.6% this year, which would be the strongest post-recession recovery in 8 decades. The global economy fell by 3.5% last year because of the pandemic. The report expects the U.S. economy to grow 5.4% this year. Wholesale inventory inventories for April are due today, and analysts see growth slowing. The experts forecast an 0.8% increase following a 1.1% increase in March. The numbers will be out at 10 o'clock this morning, Juliet.
Thank you very much, Frank. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me on Twitter and Insta at Jet Set Juliet. I changed it.
Everything is now Jet Set Juliet?
It's at Jet Set Juliet.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big.
Big stuff. All right. Let's start with some good news. If you've been dying to take a long weekend up north, I mean far north, don't start booking your tickets quite yet. But leaders along Canada's border say the country's prime minister is warming up to easing those COVID restrictions. And this could happen as early as June 22nd. The key will reportedly be keeping the vaccination rates in Canada steady. So stay tuned. I'm going to let you know the second we have that green light. Now, if you'd rather head down south, Puerto Rico is ready to welcome folks back. They rolled some back, some of the more medieval restrictions, I guess you could say, back. So bars are open at 50% capacity. Outdoor bars are capacity free. But if you're not in the same family, you have to be 6 feet apart. Restaurants, casinos, malls, museums, and hotel pools are at 75% capacity. Of course, Puerto Rico is U.S. territory, and so like the continental U.S., if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks in public places. If you haven't been vaxxed, you're going to have to get a COVID test within 72 hours of arrival and fill out a travel declaration form. Speaking of Puerto Rico, it's not a guarantee, but one travel expert was recently on a flight down to the island, and luck wasn't only with him, the force was, too. United Airlines has added a really cool paint job to one of its Boeing 737s, Star Wars. Now, apparently, this plane has been around since, I think, 2019 to celebrate the release of The Rise of Skywalker.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it has a First Order theme on one side, the Resistance theme on the other. And my old friend Clint Henderson was this travel expert. He works with the Points Guy, great travel website. And I'm going to post the link to his article on this on my Twitter at Jet Set Juliet. It's not just Star Wars mania on the outside either. When you board, you see nods to the movie, including a plaque commemorating the final installment in the Star Wars saga. Headrests have First Order or Resistance symbols. It's a real kick for movie buffs. And if you want to try to catch United's Star Wars jet, you can track it. The registration number is N36272, and you can go to any tracking website.
That's cool.
Yeah. And a bit of news for folks who are part of the Global Entry Travel Program. This is the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol service that lets you speed through customs on your way back into the United States. You have to apply, you have to go through security tests and background checks, and you have to meet with CBP agents in person. Well, at least you had to pre-pandemic. Because of travel coming to a halt for the past year and a half, there is a massive backlog of paperwork for everything from global entry to passports. So as far as global entry goes, once you've applied and passed a background check, you'll now only need to have that face-to-face meeting with CBP officials, through Zoom. So that's going to speed things up a lot, which is very cool. As far as passport renewals and applications, again, there is a massive backlog and you may be waiting a while. So please, guys, plan ahead. There are going to be obstacles that we didn't have to deal with in the past because of this, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. So keep that in mind when you're planning a trip. And if you're going international, I would suggest finding your passport right now and making sure it's up to date. Another interesting twist in the world of air travel. You know, there are going to be a lot of hiccups. I've told you this. We've got folks traveling to places that require vaccinations, that don't, but they require a negative COVID test, some within 120 hours, some within 72 hours. I mean, it's going to be chaotic, particularly if you're traveling internationally. So Delta and American Airlines are doing something quite unique. They're asking their management level employees basically to leave their desk jobs and volunteer to show up at the various airports around the country to help smooth the way for rattled, confused travelers. This is likely going to start now through the busy summer season. So, you know, probably August. You're going to see these wonderful employees posted all around the airport, helping folks find the COVID testing areas, TSA checkpoints, basically any areas that confuse even the most savvy travelers at times. And Ireland is opening up to American tourists next month. The date is July 19th. Hopefully before that day, we're going to have an idea as to whether we're going to be able to use the EU's COVID-19 travel passport. Right now, Americans are allowed in Ireland, but you have to show a negative test taken within 72 hours of arrival, and you have to quarantine. The caveat for this new rule is that you have to be vaccinated, and you're going to need to show proof. If you're not, you're welcome to visit, but you're going to have to show a negative test, and you're going to have to quarantine. And that's your Jet Set Juliet travel update.
545, a gentleman who is not actually Irish, but frequently mistaken for one who is. is never the once. One and only Sid Rosenberg.
Yeah, not even once. Good morning, Frank and Juliet. How are you guys?
Hello.
Baseball last night. The locals were back in action. Let's start
Don't
with
remind
the Yankees.
Me. Oh, boy.
We'll start with the Yanks. I'll make it easy on you. Yanks snapped their four-game losing streak last night. Good news in the Bronx. They doubled up Minnesota. Beat the Twins on the road last night, 8-4. Sanchez and Andujar both hit home runs for the Yankees in this one. The Yanks improve to 32-29. Right now they're in third place inside the American League East, 6.5 behind Tampa Bay, and 5 back of Joseph Abud's Boston Red Sox. Now the Mets, oh, Frankie.
Don't remind me. What a tragedy it was listening to that game on the way in last night.
Yeah, it couldn't have been easy. David Peterson, again, a rough outing, did not make it through 3 innings, 4 runs, all earned, 8 hits. He's now 1-5, pitching to a 6.32 ERA. The Mets get blown out in Baltimore by the lowly Orioles last night, 10-3. Here was David Peterson on bouncing back after his latest dreadful start.
I think you got to take the positives and you got to take things that you got to work on and you got to move forward. You can't dwell on the good or the bad. You got to move on to the next one.
Good news is the Mets are still in first place at 29-24. Still 2.5 up on the red-hot Braves. They've now won 3 in a row and 4 up on the Phillies. NBA Eastern Conference last night. The top seed Sixers beat the Hawks 118-102. That series is now 1-1. Nets are up 2-0 on Milwaukee. Game 3 tomorrow night. Out west, the top seed Jazz beat the Clippers 112-109. They're up 1-0. Phoenix leads Denver 1-0 in that series. Islanders have a chance tonight to move on to third-round Stanley Cup playoff action. They lead Boston 3-2. Game 6 from Long Island later on tonight. And yesterday morning, of course, the Giants lost one of their head coaches, Jim Fossil, coached the Giants between 1997 and 2003, including a Super Bowl 35 appearance, a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. One of the stars on that team was Michael Strahan. And yesterday on Good Morning America, Michael Strahan said goodbye to his former coach.
I'm just a great man, great coach, and he will be missed. But I was definitely shocked this morning to find out this news, and I just want to send my love and condolences to his family. Great man. Enjoyed every minute with him as my coach and after my career, and we continue to stay in touch and talk.
Sports at 15-45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. PeerlessBoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. With sports, I'm Sid.
5:47 with traffic. Here's Joe.
Well, the earlier car fire that was on the outbound Long Island Expressway is out of the way. There was also an inbound accident on the off-ramp there. That also has been taken care of. So the LIE, everything is clean and green both directions. Queensbound Throgs Neck Bridge disabled. That's in the left lane. Get over to the right. We still have the on-ramp on the Garden State Parkway southbound from 136 that is blocked. That because of that guardrail repair from an earlier accident. Again, that still is in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Mass transit-wise, delays on the E and the Q and alternate side is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I teased exciting news was coming, personal news. I did this yesterday. But I can't announce it, I think, until 8:30. So I may just have to hold off until tomorrow.
Oh.
What do you think?
Well, can you break into the Bernie and Sid show and announce
it
on there?
I think that would be dorky.
Yeah, save it for our show.
Yeah, okay, exactly. We're going to be right back with more headlines.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
I just got some interesting, I don't know if I can say this on air, but
say it.
Lauren Conlon just messaged me. You know, I was talking about how Annie is going to be the next NBC Live musical. And she said, Lauren, our entertainment correspondent, texted me and said, also, the Annie thing, fun fact, the last time they did a nationwide search, I auditioned. I was 12. I made it to the last round in New York City.
Yeah,
I can see that.
They said she was too tall because.
Really?
Yes. Can you imagine?
She's too tall?
Well, she was as an 11-year-old.
That's ridiculous. When you're on stage, what's the big deal? Anywho. Well, I think she would have been great.
Well,
maybe she could audition again.
She's definitely too tall now.
Walk on her knees or something. We've got a lot more headlines to get to. It's 5:50 right now in the early news. If you are getting hounded by your boss or anyone else for that matter, you may want to consider getting an iPhone. Apple announced its new iOS 15 at the Worldwide Developers Conference. And among the perks, a feature that lets you mute emails, messages, and calls. Now, it's called the focus setting. And basically, it just lets you set up your device to allow only certain people to reach you. I guess this is good for the beleaguered spouse who goes ballistic every time you pick up the phone at the kids' baseball game or you check emails when you're on vacation or at dinner. The company is packaging this as simply a way to keep us from burning out.
A B-49 bus remained stuck in a Brooklyn brownstone after it crashed on Monday. The MTA says it will take days to remove the bus, as the Prospect Lefferts Gardens building is landmark, so crews have to be careful. Right now, a wooden fence is up around the bus in order to contain debris. Over a dozen people were injured in the crash, but no one, thankfully, was seriously hurt.
Starting today, the city is sending mobile vaccine buses to libraries to target teens and families. Here's Bob Brown.
Mayor de Blasio says the city is doing all it can to get teens vaccinated.
We held block parties to encourage vaccination, barbershop listening sessions. We've had vans and buses with vaccination efforts at parks, places where people are, young people are.
Buses will be at libraries through June. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. By the way, 8 days until my departure for Italy. And you know I'm going to be working over there quite a bit. I've got my little, what's called a gorilla pod, where, you know, you can just put your iPhone on
it. Yeah, you're going to be getting great stuff.
I'm going to be very, very excited about it. And also, we land in Rome. And I, by the way, I will be documenting what happens when you do travel internationally, just how much of a pain in the neck it might be, or maybe not. But I'm going to be eating my way through Rome, you can guarantee. But one place I will not be trying is a joint called Mr. Pizza Go. More specifically, it's a vending machine called Mr. Pizza Go. Now, if you have been to Rome, you've been to Rome, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You might have noticed that they have vending machines for everything. The last time John and I were there with some friends, we stayed at an Airbnb, and right around the corner, there was a vending machine that sold caviar, fine cheese, and wine. And I'm talking about, like, nice stuff, really good stuff. This one I'm not quite sure about, though. It serves a margarita pizza in 3 minutes. Locals are calling it blasphemy. But I have to say, Naples is really, that's where pizza was invented. And at Naples is more Napoli. It's more of the pizza place. You know, Rome isn't really known for its pizza. So, you know, I have no problem with a little late night pizza with some topped with some caviar.
That sounds pretty good to me.
You know? Yeah. With a little delicious. Nice wine.
Absolutely.
From a vending machine.
Yeah,
when it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't have any options.
Yeah.
So a vending machine is around the corner from your Airbnb is it.
Sounds great.
Trust me.
New York lawmakers are extending outdoor dining guidance as well as to-go and delivery sales of liquor. The rules that were put into place due to the pandemic will now continue for another year. State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says with the restaurant industry so hard hit by the pandemic, many have adapted and survived based on these new rules.
And, sorry. I was looking at Christian for a second there.
He can be very distracting.
Yes, he's waving his hands and everything. It's so strange. Are you the kind of person that wakes up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday and bounds out of bed?
No, you're
4 a.m., aren't you?
That's true. I was going to say, I try to sleep later. But
so I do. I have no idea why I can't. It's insane.
Well, it's because I'm getting up at 3 p.m. the rest of the week.
No, I know. I get that. I mean, for me, I have no excuse. I should be able to sleep in. But according to one study, if you are that kind of person that bounds out of bed, you're more likely to be somebody that I want to hang out with. Frank, a team of genetic scientists at the University of Exeter found people who are early risers are less apt to suffer from depression. One expert says this could explain why workers who've been at home during the pandemic, sleeping normal hours, are more resistant to return to jobs with horrible schedules like, oh, I don't know, night shifts. Researchers say not having a predictable sleep routine can and does lead folks to feelings of hopelessness and stress.
Governor Phil Murphy wins the Democratic primary for New Jersey governor since he ran unopposed. He'll face off against Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli, who beat out three other candidates. Cittarelli had secured a majority of votes just before 10 o'clock last night. Jerseyans hit the polls yesterday to vote their pick for governor in primary elections.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, Frank, I told you about this guy from North Carolina. He was set to graduate from high school and college in the same week.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah. Well, if you missed it, we have an update. Mike Wimmer is his name. He has officially graduated from Rowan Cabarrus Community College and Concord Academy High School. By the way, he was valedictorian of his high school. And I think the headline here is really that he's 12 years old.
Wow.
The Whiz Kid also developed two tech companies, one of which he launched when he was 7 years old. He's now deciding what he's going to do for the rest of his life. I mean,
it doesn't sound like he's going to have a shortage of options.
Wow. Yeah.
Governor Phil Murphy is congratulating New Jersey's first federal judge appointed under the Biden administration. Xavier Niels was confirmed to the bench yesterday by the U.S. Senate. Murphy released a statement saying our nation is taking a historic step forward in elevating a highly qualified nominee. The governor also thanks President Biden as well as Senators Menendez and Booker for overseeing the prospect.
Time now to check traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
And Julia, we continue to have this problem on the Garden State Parkway as you begin to travel out on the southbound side. The on-ramp from exit 136 is closed. Guardrail repair from an earlier accident. Now, if you're also going to be traveling now across the Throgs Neck Bridge, a disabled tractor trailer. This is Queensbound. So as you come south, you might want to think about using the Whitestone Bridge instead. Southern State now an accident on the eastbound side. Getting out to the area of 109, we have a stalled vehicle back in New Jersey, eastbound Route 22, coming up to Frelinghuysen Avenue in Newark. Mass transit-wise, E and the Q trains have delays and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations are going to be in effect to support a service of Spectrum Business. Starting a new business? Tune into free webinars designed to help you get started. Brought to you by SCORE, the nation's largest network of volunteer business mentors in Spectrum Business. Register at SpectrumBusinessInsights.com/webinars. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. And let's check on the weather from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today, it is going to be really hot and rainy. Partly
How
cloudy.
Hot is it?
So hot that you are not going to want to be outside unless you're the type of person that likes to sweat. Partly cloudy early. Then we have thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Again, a high of around 90 degrees. Thursday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, right around 79 degrees. By Friday, it's looking really nice, actually. 75 degrees, a mix of clouds and sun. Saturday, 77 degrees. Same thing, mix of clouds and sun. Sunday, 80 degrees, mix of clouds and sun. So from now on until really the weekend, it sounds through the weekend. Sounds really nice.
Absolutely.
Very happy about that. 73 in Manhattan.
Well, coming up after the top of the hour, the Vice President is back in the United States. I'll tell you where she was and what happened there. The President is leaving the United States. I'll tell you why and where he's going. And a White House COVID advisor says this is his last day on the job. Locally, one of the most well-known film festivals in the world kicks off right here in New York City with in-person movie screenings.
Very, very exciting. We also have an update on an historic event that is taking place in less than 2 weeks over at Madison Square Garden with one of the biggest rock bands in the world. And there's a search for Annie, the next Annie for NBC Live. We'll talk about that, as well as the new head of the MTA.
Absolutely. And some new polling on COVID says what Americans are thinking about adjusting back to normal life in a post-COVID world. Sid Rosenberg has sports. Joe Nolan's got traffic. I have a business update and a whole bunch other stuff. And, by the way, a preview of the Bernie and Sid show, which is coming up at 6:30. They have a very, very interesting edition of the Bernie and Sid show, particularly if you're a fan of firefighters. I'll tell you what's coming your way, and so will Sid Rosenberg.
Is it the calendar?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Oh, all right. Because I know that was a very popular thing when I was hosting television shows, and we would get the fight. Yeah. Anyway, be right back.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, some people call us the Bernie and Sid pregame show. Others call us the executive hour. We like to call ourselves the early news. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. I like to call us just Frank and Juliet.
Fruliet.
Yes, and so happy to have you guys all joining us. By the way, if you're dining out in New York City, you really should not be surprised if you're separated when you're seated, or at least you're asked whether or not you've been vaccinated. City restaurants are creating safe spaces, so to speak, for those who have been vaxxed and those who have not, the haves and the have-nots. The law bans bars and other businesses from asking for proof, so it's really kind of an honor system sort of deal. At any rate, most COVID restrictions in New York will end when we hit 70% vaccination levels, and we are inching our way very close to that.
A mural honoring a well-known LGBTQ plus activist in Elizabeth has been vandalized. Marsha Johnson, a historic transgender activist who's known for her role in the Stonewall Uprising, is depicted in the painting. There are now efforts to restore it after someone drew over it in red paint. Three local artists worked on the mural, which sits just under the New Jersey Turnpike underpass.
Well, that's crazy. Speaking of historic, she is the first woman to lead the nation's largest transit agency. Here's WABC's Bob Brown.
Sarah Feinberg is being nominated to take over the MTA, with CEO Pat Foy planning to take a job elsewhere. Feinberg is currently interim president of New York City Transit, overseeing the subways. In a statement, she said restoring transit to pre-pandemic levels of ridership will be key to the city's economic recovery. Foy reportedly taking a position with Empire State Development, and the move could be made official by the end of July. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. And then what is next? Baseball? Now American Pie, apple pie, is literally being canceled.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, you know what? I don't take it too seriously because it's a writer from The Guardian over in the UK. This guy's name
English pie?
Raj Patel. He says the classic Americana dessert was born of slavery and colonialism, and it's linked to the vast and ongoing genocide of indigenous people. And he even says that the gingham cloth, you know, the checker cloth, even that is cultural appropriation. And so apparently we need to cancel apple pie. He highlighted how apple trees had been brought to the West from Asia. They were used as symbols of property by settlers who arrived in America and forced indigenous people off their lands. He was also angry about the sugar crust. apparently it was mocked online. I haven't actually read the piece, but I can't wait to, and I can't wait to comment on it. People are joking around. They're saying that, it is, you know, they're joking that apple pie is also glutinous and it's discriminating against people with wheat intolerance and all sorts of things.
Well, I love apple pie. Have you noticed all the pies that are in the hallway? Did you notice that?
No.
They're on the table. There's all sorts of pies, which is nice. It's a tough place to work while dieting. All right. Well, 607, somebody that feels my pain on that front is Joe Nolan.
There's no doubt about that.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. You're lucky you don't come in studio, which, by the way, you should once in a while. What about like a once a month Joe Nolan in-person visit?
Like, heck no.
No?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Really?
I'd love to do it. Oh, sure.
So why don't you? What's stopping
Sure, I'd love to do that. I'd come in there every day.
Do that. Yeah.
Well, not every day, but once a month you come in, right?
Or as many times as you'd like.
Not every day.
No, I'm happy to have you, but you're going to make the trip all the way from New Jersey, all the way to
New Jersey? No, and you guys are all the way over on the east side. I mean, whoever goes to the east side.
Well, yeah. I mean, my commute is an hour every day, so in and out. So what would yours be?
More than that.
So
probably.
You come in once a month, Joe.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I will. Frank, no, absolutely. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
To do that. Southern State eastbound Route 109. Earlier accident there is in the process of being cleared. Queensbound Throgs Neck. Disabled tractor trailer. Again, that's in the left lane if you're eastbound on Route 22. Freeling Heisen Avenue. A disabled again. One lane out. Garden State Parkway southbound. The on-ramp from 136 still closed. Guardrail work also causing a little bit of a brake check as you go through there. Now, the Transit Authority. Delays on the E and the Q. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, we'd love to see you in here. That'd be really cool. Coming up, we're going to tell you about cicadas and how they grounded the Biden press plane. These things. That's why you heard me go, oh, in the background there while Joe was doing his report, because I saw a giant picture of a cicada close up and it just makes me sick. Anyway, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, 90 degrees we're going to hit today. Ooh, boy. Partly cloudy, early thunderstorms developing sometime this afternoon. But yes, we are going to have those hot temperatures. It's going to cool down quite a bit tonight, 71 degrees. And by tomorrow, we're only going to get up into probably the high 70s, very low 80s with a mix of clouds and sun. Friday, 75, a mix of clouds and sun. Same thing for Saturday. Sunday, getting up a little bit higher, 80 degrees. Really going to be a nice weekend, it looks like. Very excited about that. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 73 degrees.
All right. Well, it is a steamy day here in New York, and it is a good day for not committing sexual misconduct. Two male officers with the South River Police Department say their supervisor sexually harassed and assaulted them. Veteran officers John Minicapelli and Joe Gemino tell NBC New York that Lieutenant John McKenna was their abuser. Minicapelli says it started when he began working in the motorcycle unit in 2017, and Gemino made similar allegations last year. McKenna maintains his innocence, but he's been suspended without pay since the allegations came to light.
If I was on this press plane, I would have had a nervous breakdown. Oh, I'm telling you that. The White House press charter plane, which was scheduled to leave D.C. last night ahead of Joe Biden's trip abroad, as you know, he's going to the G7, was delayed by cicadas. Ugh. After 17 years, they have come alive from their slumber. So this chartered plane was scheduled to leave around 9 p.m. last night, but they had to dispatch a new plane to Dulles after airline officials told the White House travel aides that cicadas had invaded exterior sections of the plane late Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, boy.
That is an absolute, that is a literally a horror movie.
Yeah.
A horror movie.
Not your scene.
No. The flight did leave early this morning, more than 6.5 hours behind schedule.
A New Jersey judge is charged with violating judicial codes after allegations that he groped a woman in 2019. Nino Falcone was 78 at the time he was arrested for criminal sexual conduct for allegedly grabbing a woman's breast at his private law firm in North Bergen. On Tuesday, the High Court's Advisory Committee on Judicial Conduct charged Falcone with violating four canons of the state's code of judicial conduct. He was able to avoid time behind bars by taking the state's pretrial intervention program, which he completed last month.
I think you might have covered this on your show. I think I heard it when I was turning my radio up as I was driving in. But the Biden administration is, I think, reacting to the efforts that have been made by cruise industries and airline industries and other travel industries when they're saying, basically, we've got to get international travel going again. So this was something that I think was probably spurred on by the airline industry of the United States and the UK getting together and saying, look, collectively, we have to get airline travel going again. The administration is forming expert working groups with Canada, Mexico, the EU, and the UK to try to figure out how to restart travel right now, because we are losing so much money around the world every single day. Mm. One U.S. official, though, says that the administration isn't going to be moving exactly quickly to lift these orders that are banning people from coming in to the U.S. because it's going to take time for these groups to you know, do their work. But every single day, we're losing millions of dollars.
Trenton's newest canine has sniffed out his first major drug bust. Authorities say Detective Nicholas Mahan and canine Hugo found 4,900 decks of heroin and roughly $600 in cash during a traffic stop at Hills Place and Furman Street last Wednesday. The stop led to the arrest of 28-year-old Hamilton Township resident Ronald Mesa, who's facing several drug charges, including intent to distribute drugs near a school. Canine Ergo graduated last month from the University of Pennsylvania Vet Working Dog Center.
Aw, he went to college.
Yes.
Did he have a little cap and gown? Did he go out and party afterwards? This is such great news. The Foo Fighters are going to be performing at Madison Square Garden on June 20th. So it's really right around the corner. This is an historic concert. It's the first full capacity concert in New York City since the beginning of the pandemic. The folks that are going to be showing up to this concert will have to be fully vaccinated, with the last dose received 14 days before the event. Kids under 16 will be allowed to present a negative COVID-19 test in lieu of being fully vaccinated. This is wonderful news.
Yeah, no, that is good news. A South Carolina man says, you know how much I love doing these stories, Juliet. I can't help myself. A South Carolina man says at one point he forgot about his winning lottery ticket. Oh. The player told lottery officials he had the ticket for about a week before he remembered he needed to check and see if he was a winner. Sure enough, the ticket ended up being worth $500,000. So he drove straight to Columbia, South Carolina to cash it in. The forgetful man said winning feels surreal.
Oh, that... I can't be happy. You're like me, Sid, right? You're the same way. When you hear somebody wins the lottery, you can't be happy for them because you're just so jealous.
Effem.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's me. Effem.
No, what do you think of, hold on, I got a lot of flack for this. What do you think of Jennifer, what's her name? J-Lo and Ben Affleck back together?
Gross.
D- Right?
Gross.
Right?
They were a disaster the first time.
Thank you.
He's a complete jerk.
I'm wishing them the best.
I don't.
Well, what do you mean, wish him the best?
Well, yeah. I mean, well,
what are you, a cousin? I mean,
no. Why not?
It's a disaster.
Why shouldn't they be happy?
It's a disaster. Well, she should be happy, but she continues to pick lousy guy after
Thank you. Thank you. At some point, you have to. Look, she's learned her lessons. I know she has. I mean, I don't know her, but I know she has to have learned her lessons. She's just not executing them because she is on the rebound and she's feeling weak. And I'm just this woman has everything going for her. Enough is enough.
This may be one of the hot topics that I'll be discussing tomorrow when I take Wendy Williams.
Boy. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Actually, here we go.
I got the email yesterday, so I'll be talking a lot about the Kardashians. That I know.
Oh, boy.
Coming up on Friday, 10 a.m. Channel 5, 3 p.m. Channel 9. I'll be on Wendy Williams.
This
show,
is so exciting.
It's
I can't
so cool.
wait. I can't wait. Well, please tell her I said hello.
I will.
Christian, can we do that story that Sarah Lee Kessler did? Because I think it's really interesting, and I think a lot of parents need to know about this, about Pfizer and BioNTech planning to conduct a COVID-19 vaccine study. This is on children ages 5 to 11. Here's Sarah.
They'll be looking at the effectiveness of the vaccine in younger children. Pfizer said back in March that its COVID vaccine was 100% effective in kids ages 12 to 15. The study, which will involve 4,500 children in the U.S., Spain, Finland, and Poland, will also test lower doses in young children. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler for 77 WABC News.
Thank you, Sarah. She was very slow at the end there.
She always is. That's so.
But
funny.
She. I mean, I like the way she speaks. Yeah. That was extremely slow at the end. WABC News. Sid, it's time.
It is time, and let's start with the Yankees because that's the good news. They snapped their 4-game losing streak, doubled up the Twins and Minnesota Juliet last night, 8-4 the final score. Sanchez and Andujar both went yard. Yankees needed the win badly. Here's Aaron Boone, their skipper, after last night's win in Minnesota.
For us this year, obviously we haven't been hitting homers as much as we normally do or putting up crooked numbers as much as we do. So sometimes it takes little things in a game to win a ball game.
Offense for the Yanks, they improved to 32-29. They're in third inside the American League East right now, 6.5 behind Tampa Bay, 5 back of Boston. News not as good for the Mets. They took it on the chin last night in Baltimore, blown out by the Orioles, 10-3. Another bad start for Mets starter David Peterson. Didn't make it through the third inning, gave up 4 runs, all earned 8 hits. He's now 1-5 and pitching to a 6.32 ERA. As for the Mets, they remain in first place, though, even after the loss, are 29-24 right now, 2.5 better than the Braves, and 4 better than Joe Girardi's Philadelphia Phillies. NBA last night, Eastern Conference, the top seed 76ers, evened up their series at 1 game apiece with the Hawks, beat Atlanta 118-102. Game 1 out west, the top seed Utah Jazz beat the Clippers 112-109. The Nets are back in action tomorrow night in Milwaukee. They lead the Bucks 2-0. The Islanders have a chance to wrap up their series tonight in a game 6 here on Long Island against the Boston Bruins. Isles lead that series 3-2. And finally, yesterday morning, a tragic loss. Giants, former Giants head coach Jim Fassel died of a heart attack at the age of 71 in Las Vegas. Coached the Giants between 1997 and 2003, including that Super Bowl 35 appearance against the Baltimore Ravens back in 2000. One of his star players on that team was Michael Strahan. And Strahan talked about his former coach yesterday on Good Morning America.
Just a great man, great coach. Mm-hmm. And he will be missed, but I was definitely shocked this morning to find out this news, and I just want to send my love and condolences to his family. Great man. Enjoyed every minute with him as my coach and after my career, and we continue to stay in touch and talk.
R.I.P. Jim Fassel. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at PeerlessBoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. With sports at 15-45, I'm Sid.
617 with traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
All righty, Frank. We've got problems. Queensbound Throgs Neck Bridge, disabled tractor trailer. That one in the left lane. You want to get over to the right, obviously, as you come on up to that. We're also looking at delays. As you start to head out onto the Belt Parkway westbound now, Francis Lewis Boulevard, an accident with one lane out. Eastbound Route 22 at Freeling Heisen Avenue, a collision. That also in the process of being cleared. And they're still working on that guardrail as you travel southbound on the Garden State Parkway at 136. That on-ramp is closed. That with guardrail repair. Still delays on the E-line and alternate side of the street parking rules. rules are in effect. This report of service of Smart Mouth Mouthwash. Stay fresh out there with Smart Mouth Mouthwash, the only mouthwash that provides 24 hours of fresh breath, twice daily use. Grab a bottle today with Smart Mouth at Walgreens. Visit smartmouth.com to find a retailer near you. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It's going to be a hot and rainy day. Also, some thunderstorms developing this afternoon, so keep an eye out for that. Tomorrow, we're looking at a temperature of 79 degrees, which is great. It's dropping from 90, which is what we're going to hit today. 79 degrees tomorrow, and should have a mix of clouds and sun. Same thing for Friday. Pretty much same thing for Saturday and Sunday. A little bit warmer, but not by much, only about 80 degrees. It's going to be a very, very nice several days. I'm very, very excited about this, Frank. Very much. Very, very.
Well, wonderful. I'm excited about what's happening in the world of business. Sort of a mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. We'll see what happens today. Big story in ProPublica because, and I'm actually going to be focusing on this for about an hour tonight on the other side of midnight, beginning at 1 a.m. The Biden administration is investigating how tax information from several of the world's richest people was leaked. Yesterday, ProPublica reported exclusively obtained IRS documents showing how the likes of Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates have legally avoided paying income tax. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters she wouldn't comment on specific confidential government information. In broad terms, she said she knows that there's more that needs to be done to ensure that corporations and individuals at the highest income brackets aren't paying more, are paying more their fair share. And some Amazon Echo devices are now sharing their internet connection with neighbors unless customers specifically opted out. It started yesterday as part of the company's shared low bandwidth network called Amazon Sidewalk, which already launched on some Ring devices in 2020. The goal is to extend the range of devices, helping them stay better connected to the internet. Amazon promises privacy protections on how data is collected and used and will be adhered to. The feature can be disabled from within the Alexa app.
You know, I just, we're going to get to Sid, but Sid, I want your thoughts on this, and also Frank, you as well, because you will someday have children. I'm sure, Sid, you have two kids. Well, I told you the other day about Fisher Price, and they had issued this strong recall for their popular rock and play incline sleeper for infants. So we're now finding out that they have been ignoring safety warnings for this specific item for a decade. They only recalled it after 50 infants rolled over and died.
Oh my goodness.
From 2009 to 2019, the company made $200 million during that time on this specific thing. But a government probe found the company ignored studies saying the product was unsafe before it was released back in 2009. 50 babies died.
Wow.
It ignored repeated warnings until the product was finally recalled in 2019. I don't understand this. So now they're dealing with a federal class action lawsuit over the product. But why are we just finding out about the recall?
That is crazy.
That's sickening. If I'm a parent and I had this and my kid died, I would be probably finding out where the guy lived, where the CEO lived. I mean, I would have gone ballistic.
They're going to be sued for billions and billions of dollars.
And they deserve every penny.
Of course. No, it's a terrible story.
Yeah. Yeah.
My kids didn't have one of those. I know exactly what you're talking about, but they didn't have them. So, and Gabe was born in 2007, so he could have. But no.
Horrible.
We didn't have those.
Horrible.
What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show this morning?
Well, nothing. You know, we have this. I swear to God, I mean, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Kamala and that disastrous trip to Latin America. Just a complete disaster. So that's going to be the majority, I think, of today's show. We only have, I think, one guest today because a lot of the time today at this station has been taken up by this comptroller debate, which will be live here later on this afternoon.
But if it's not until this afternoon, how does that affect you guys?
It affects everybody. It affects the whole world, just so you know. Even right now in Asia, they're talking about the controller debate.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to listen to this because I'm a New York political nerd.
Right.
But I don't get the sense that even a lot of politicos are following this contest particularly closely.
You don't get the sense? Really? You're being very nice. Yes. No one has any idea who's running for this. I don't think people even know that Scott Stringer, who's running for mayor, is the current controller. So, yeah, this is a weeds stuff for the politicians.
You know, I mean, it's great that we do that stuff.
It's an important position. And the thing is, like, you know, New Yorkers need to understand how critical this position is and how important it is to have somebody who is you know, adept.
I agree.
Is there anybody that you particularly like or dislike at this point, or are you not familiar with?
Well, I don't like Corey Johnson.
No, see, I like him. I love the guy.
I can't stand him. And I can't stand
Brad Lander.
Michelle Cabrera.
Oh, really?
Oh, please. That's, what's her name's friend? Viverito, right? Those two kind of...
No.
Yeah, they kind of did go up against Eric Ulrich for that public advocate race and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, so Michelle Caruso Cabrera, she ran against AOC last year.
Right.
She's basically a Republican, you know, in all but name.
Right.
But she's pretty conservative. She's from CNBC.
So is that your choice?
Well, look, I'm going to listen to the debate. Mm-hmm. Really, it's a collection of candidates that I don't like. But one of my closest friends happens to be Corey Johnson's chief of staff.
Oh.
So since if it's going to be somebody getting elected that I don't like,
right,
I'd probably pick the guy that officially is good for.
Now, why aren't you going to Atlantic City this weekend? I told you weeks ago this was the big event. All the Real Housewives of New Jersey, their husbands are putting on a big show with our friend Mike Martucci, who does Frank Sinatra, like Joe Piscopo.
Because he's going to see you and me.
Friday.
But that's Friday. The show's Saturday night at the Hard Rock.
Right. Well, so Saturday, I have to. So I'm marrying a couple on Sunday because I am a minister in the Universal Life Church. So I am. And so Saturday we have the rehearsal dinner, and before that we have the food truck festival out on Staten Island, which is a big deal.
Wow. There.
Yeah.
Did you know he actually marries people?
I did.
Yes. Oh, you
did
know that.
I know. I wish I would have known you because the person that married the person that married us, I'm no longer friends with. Remember Chauncey Hayden?
Yes.
From the Howard
Stepping
Stern
Out
show?
Magazine.
Yeah, I was very close with him until we had a huge blow up, and he was the guy that married us.
I feel like you burn through a lot of fraternal relationships.
When somebody screws me over, I've learned after 51 years of life, when somebody screws me over and somebody's toxic, yes, I get out of the relationship.
Remind
quickly.
Me not to get on your bad side.
Well, no, I mean, look, I'm all for being a great friend, and it's important to do, you know, to go out of your way for your friends, but not to be a target practice.
Well, I do want to mention coming up on the Bernie and Sid show at 9:30. This is what I was alluding to about firefighters. Andre Ansbro, he's the president of the Uniform Firefighters Association, which represents 20,000 active duty and retired firefighters.
Oh, okay. So it's not the firefighter calendar because, it's a very popular time around the city. Why do I hear...
Because Sid keeps his volume at a level so high that Helen Keller could hear it. Yes.
It is literally turning...
You've seen Spinal Tap, he keeps it on 12.
But it goes to 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so good.
It is a fine film. Group of friends is safe after getting stuck at sea on a giant inflatable flamingo. Alaska Public Media reporting that the U.S. Coast Guard had to rescue a group of friends off the coast of the Kodiak last weekend. Nation Sega said strong winds drug them out to the middle of nowhere while they were hanging out on the flamingo at Monshaka Bay. The Coast Guard had to use a helicopter hoist to bring the three people back to shore.
All right. Well, my exciting announcement will be tomorrow morning, because I think they're waiting until 8:30 to allow me to say anything.
All right. So, but it's good news.
But it's great news, I mean, it's exciting for me. It's probably not exciting for everybody else, but share.
We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show. A lot of analysis on that forthcoming controllers debate, which is coming up at 4 p.m. And have a good day. Here's Joe Nolan with the traffic.